I wanted to speak about the minhag that's cited in the Ramah, in the Shulchan Aruch, about reciting the first half of the Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadah afternoon. That's a minhag that the Shulchan Aruch cites. Shabbos Shlifnei HaPesach, Koronoso Shabbos Haggadah. And the Ramah says, V'aminhag lomar b'mincha Haggadah from the beginning of Avadim, from the beginning of Avadim Hayinu. On that Shulchan Aruch that says that there's a minhag to recite a chunk of the Haggadah this Shabbos afternoon, the Gra says, this is wrong. It's incorrect. It can't be. Why? So the Gra says, because in the Haggadah we articulate, we say over a Chazal, and that Chazal is a Sifri or Sifra that says the following. The Haggadah asks, quotes the Chazal that says, maybe you should start saying the Haggadah from Rosh Chodesh. No, only by Yom Ahu, on that day of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maybe from the morning, from some time of the day prior to the night of the Seder night. No, only Bavur Zeh. You're only supposed to tell the story of the Haggadah on the night of Pesach with the matzah and the maror in front of us, and not prior to that, not before. And therefore, the Gra says you should not be saying the Haggadah on Shabbos afternoon. Okay, that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. Now, a very simple question on this Gra. We all agree that the mitzvah of Haggadah, of Higata Levincha, of Bavur Zeh, of course that's going to be at Pesach night. We're not trying to fulfill the mitzvah any other time. No one's trying to get out this Shabbos afternoon, you know, I'll say the Haggadah Shabbos afternoon on Shabbos Haggadah while the rabbi is speaking, I'll stay home and I'll read the Haggadah. And I don't have to stay up late on Seder night. No one's doing that. We're all going to say the Haggadah on the Seder night like we're supposed to. This is just a minhag in addition to that. It doesn't take away from the fact that we're going to say the Haggadah on Seder night. Why does Bavur Zeh, B'shah Shematzu, Mar L'Nachal L'Fanecha, that's when you say the Haggadah, and therefore I can't do it? Therefore there can't be a minhag on Shabbos afternoon? Have your minhag on Shabbos afternoon, say whatever you want to say of Yetzias Mitzrayim Shabbos afternoon, and then you'll say the whole Haggadah like we all do at Seder night. What's bothering the Gra? Why does the Gra say, no, you shouldn't do it on Shabbos afternoon? After all, you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Haggadah on Seder night. Of course you'll fulfill the mitzvah of Haggadah Seder night. What's worse off? Why are you worse off? What do you lose by having this additional speaking out of Yetzias Mitzrayim on Shabbos Haggadah afternoon? What are you losing? That's the question. Before I present an answer that I saw in a very beautiful sefer, Hateres Moedim, who has been here before, and he's spoken here once, I want to ask you a question. Why aren't you allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach? Correct. Rash says, so you'll have a teyavon on the night of Pesach. Good. Great. Now, it happens to be, are you allowed to give children matzah on Erev Pesach? We can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach, so we'll eat matzah on teyavon at the Seder night. Are we allowed to give children matzah? Right, I can't give them cookies, I can't give them crackers, I can't give them leftover hamantashen. So can I give them matzah? Children. So the post can talk about this question. And they say it depends on the child. If it's a child who won't understand the Haggadah, then you could give them matzah on Erev Pesach. If it's a child who will understand the Haggadah that night, you know, let's say we're talking next Friday, after Friday night is going to be the first Seder, right? So next Friday, could you give a child, if it's a three-year-old, I assume also won't really understand anything, you could give them matzah. If it's a six-year-old, and they're learning about this stuff in first grade, so maybe even in kindergarten they already have the ideas of, you know, CPTS Mitzrayim, so you cannot give the 5 or 6-year-old matzah on Friday, on Erev Yontif, on Erev Pesach. Why? So that's what the Rama paskins. And the Magen Avraham explains, a katan who understands, you shouldn't give him matzah. You know why? Because you're not going to be able, what would I have answered? Why can't you give a katan matzah? So that, well, why can't you give an adult matzah in Erev Pesach? So that he don't fill up a matzah and you'll be able to eat it l'teyavon. That's not what the Magen Avraham says. He doesn't say that the katan, the child, will eat the matzah at night, so this way he'll be able to eat l'teyavon. Magen Avraham says, if you give him matzah today, you won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Haggadah tonight properly, because the mitzvah of Haggadah has to be with the matzah and maror merachah lefanecha, and it won't be new to him. He won't have the hischatshus in the mitzvah of Haggadah. Let me say that again, because that's going to hopefully answer our first question. Hold on. If you give a katan matzah on Erev Pesach, the matzah, which is part of the Haggadah procedure, won't, the Haggadah experience will not be new to him, because the whole Haggadah has to be with matzah and maror in front of you. And the Haggadah and the matzah and maror is part of the Haggadah. And if you give him matzah on Erev Pesach, he's not going to have the newness that's necessary for the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that night. That's based on what the Trumas Hadash, when the late Rishonim explained. So if that's the case, I think we could answer, suggested with my Ben Love, we could answer the first question that we asked. Why do you have to, what's wrong? What's wrong? Says the Gra. Why does the Gra say that it's wrong to say the Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadah? Of course you're going to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim at the Seder night. You're not going to not do that. Of course you'll have your Seder. According to this, you see that there's a certain inyan of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim coming across with a certain newness, with a certain hischadshus. And perhaps the Gra is using the same kind of logic that if you were to recite the Haggadah just 2, 3, 4 days before, in this case it's actually a long time, it's a week before, but if you're going to say the same things a few days before, when you get to the Haggadah on Seder night, it's going to lack the newness that theoretically should be present when we fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that might be an explanation of why the Gra rejects the Shulchan Aruch's suggestion to say the Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadah.